Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
No laughing, right, pony. No
right
laughing.
Out of the gate.
Yes, sir.
Booking. You know, I suggest bookings once in a while. They're in Washington today, but future booking, please. Joe Scarborough or Mika Brzezinski, if we can get them
yes.
on the show.
Oh,
we've had
easy
that. We've
get.
Had, we've had. You really think so?
Yeah,
easy gets? You
these,
think so?
This is the Super Bowl for these guys.
Okay.
Super
all right.
Bowl.
I just can't even describe how relaxed I am. How relaxed I am just watching.
Are you as relaxed as Al Roker?
No, the thing is, I don't have that frantic crap anymore
right.
that I have to stare at. Now, I wouldn't say that to them because they work for the company, but the fact is, I just love, I found it.
Let's
I found
get them
it.
On they, political this, persuasion
this,
stat.
This is, Oscar, you a-hole. Oscar, right again.
Who had 57 seconds?
Second day.
That's it.
No, we you know, come on.
No,
come
that, those come are major on. Celebrities. They
you
should
know
be
how hard
the program.
This is for me? Do you know how hard? By the way, and Oscar, if you turn, if you check it out one morning, and here's another great thing.
Yeah.
It's on at 6 a.m., not 7 a.m.,
oh,
so
perfect.
I don't have to cool my heels
Morning
waiting for it.
Joe.
It comes on right away, and it just gives me my fix.
You know, Dominique's been on Morning Joe multiple times.
It is a wonderful rhythm. I feel like I am watching adults speak to me, and I don't feel like I'm getting hyped.
Don't you
so
feel though you
feeling.
Could tell them, you say, you know what I like about your show? It's not the Today Show.
did we have to go there? Do we always have
that
to go,
go
no,
so
no.
negative?
When we had Chuck Todd on, we said,
no.
Tell us about the nightly news. Are they always hammered there?
Would we be overstepping if we tried to get Todd on the show again?
We have reached out to Todd a few times. And
Now, you didn't tell me that. How? Oh, God. Okay. How many times have we reached out?
Remember, he was burned on our show.
Three.
Yeah, with O'Reilly,
yeah.
right? That's,
yeah.
That's what happens.
And we,
absolutely
and we continue,
no response?
We know there has been what I would say a... sort of a cordial, we'll look into it type attitude, and we continue to reach out. We shall have
go through Ververs.
Ververs, Vaughn, the double
yeah,
V.
Yeah, isn't Ververs his buddy who came in?
Exactly.
And we'll
yeah.
give
I'd
him,
love to have
we'll
both
give him
of
final
them.
Cut.
Yeah, final cut. I will contact Vaughn.
I'd love to for political persuasion.
I need you to sign here, initial yeah. here,
Pony,
and
you get
sign
political, hold on, I'm going on my website.
Yeah,
I'm
where
going
is
to my
it?
Own website.
Let's go
right
to your
now.
Website.
Let me see if it's on there. Let me see if political persuasion.
Remember,
he does that. Pony responds very well to that stuff, so I'm not
he does,
worried about
yeah.
it. Do I have to take the blocker off of it, Pony?
Or no, you should
you,
see the
what,
banner.
The political persuasions blocker?
Right. Yeah, we, no.
the
no,
politics
I mean,
blocker.
I have a, hold on just a second.
Politics
do
blocker.
This. We just do this, and then we refresh this.
Yeah,
and,
that you can eat.
My Mac has really, really started to go a little slow.
So is ours.
And,
yeah, all these Macs are pretty.
Yeah, Mac barely made it in on time today.
All right.
He left
ha-ha,
late.
He laughs.
He left late.
All right.
We're on MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Or just go to politicalpersuasions.com.
Why are you saying it like Scott Shannon?
No, I wanted it on MikeOMaraShow.com. I wanted the
it,
artwork
it is. You
on
hit
there.
Shows, and it's a first show
I don't
up there.
Want the I didn't want this. I didn't want it under shows. I wanted more. I wanted more this week. I wanted to get the
You get top
the
billing,
little,
man.
I know I get top billing, but I wanted a little thingy.
Do me a favor.
Like,
forget about the Post article. Put political persuasions up there.
We've had the Post article up
you
for a long time.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's throw a little. Rob, I think
that's so old. Right now, it's all politics.
I think that's that. You know what? Oscar hates this. By the way, no, listen.
Yes,
he certainly Rob, did come in swinging, didn't he?
Rob, I thought it was a tidy little show that we did.
I loved
the
it.
Day.
I liked
fair
the,
and balanced.
We had some fun interplay.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. No, it was not fair and balanced.
I know. I was here when you guys were doing it.
Make no mistake. Oh, that's right. You were. Oscar was working in the background. We didn't bring him in.
Lurking.
Walking
like
sideways to get
Oscar,
out of here.
Would you like to come on? Would you like to come on the next Political Persuasions, which I'll be taping next week?
Yes, I am in. And right, I'll bring my Wall Street Journal with me, and I'll give you some fast facts.
Okay, very good. You know, I think by next week we will have we will have some polling in the weekend polling and the weekend news shows out of the way, and all this post-debate hype will be. There's a lot that's going on right now in politics. So political persuasions. Next Tuesday, you and Rob, the three of us will sit down. Yes. I'm comfortable in that environment. I can get it out of my system again.
And Oscar can bring the douchebag factor.
I'm just going to bring practicality. Yeah.
No spin zone, douchebag factor.
Hi there, how are you? You know, I'd like Oscar to be more like Sean Hannity.
Let's talk about the deficit, fellas.
Yes, very good, very exciting. So if we can get Ververs and Todd on our regular show, that would be a lot of fun because that's just talking about the election, and he has to be objective.
He does.
Really know.
Speaking of deficit, we've got Jimmy Cerrito on deck.
Do we have Jimmy? Is he on the
line? No, we're going to call him. That's what we have to do.
Mike, this is an entertainment deficit right here.
Last night as I was surfing, I noticed that James Cerrito, the man of leisure, was out at the Alice Cooper concert.
Now, where it is, does Alice Cooper, does he sell out FedEx Field? What venue was it?
You know what? You should know that you're the concert guy. I'm surprised you weren't aware of the fact that Cooper was
Mike, the next place that Alice Cooper would hit would be a funeral home. I didn't know he was still touring.
The man's in his 70s, I believe.
Was he at Verizon?
Well into his
70s. He could sell at Verizon.
I think Jimmy may have been at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Okay.
He may have been in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I made the drive.
I think I saw Reading, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yes, of course.
I think you're correct. I'm pulling it up right now. This is pretty wild.
Well, I was watching Jimmy posted it, and he was at the Alice Cooper concert, and I thought it would be fun to get a little Jimmy Cerrito's concert review.
Nothing makes me shut down my Facebook app faster than the phrase "Jimmy Cerrito is live."
The land of outlets. Reading.
Are we calling Jimmy now?
Yeah, we're dialing as we speak, Mike.
I don't hear any ringing. There we go.
Ringing. Okay,
there we are. I doubt he'll answer.
I bet he does answer.
Morning, this is Jimmy.
Jimmy Cerrito.
Yeah!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, and it's time for it's the Jimmy Cerrito Concert Corner, ladies and gentlemen. And today's top artists, today's hottest stars, and a review from Jimmy Cerrito. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. Good morning. It's kind of early.
Hey, Jimmy, if you were to describe the status of your mouth right now, would it be dry?
I just ate some toothpaste. I'm better.
Oh, you're up. Are you back home, or are you still in Pennsylvania in the land of the concert?
No, I'm in Reading, Pennsylvania at the Abraham Lincoln Hotel. I'm on the 17th floor. What a view.
Whoa. That's why I called him.
What a view. What's
the room number, Jimmy?
Oh, 17 something.
Good. Come on by.
Come on over. No, don't tell anybody. This is like a crack out here.
Oh. Jimmy, who did you go to the, did you take your bride up to the concert?
Oh, no.
That was an evil laugh.
That was.
No.
Now, Jimmy, you know,
my friend Mark that works at Jimmy's.
As far as the 2016 tour, how many concerts have you seen this year?
No, not enough. I don't get to go anymore. So,
yeah.
I went to Black Sabbath, of course.
Of course.
You went to Sabbath. Yeah. And is Ozzy going to be touring again with all his personal problems?
He says after Sabbath retires, Ozzy's going to get his band back together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Great news.
You still have Jimmy, give me an estimate. How many beers would you have had last night during the concert? Or concert and
in the evening,
the
Started with the vodkas.
Hey, there's a word you don't pluralize often.
Nikki Diamond on the show
at
for
least
us
14,
right now.
At least 14. We ended up at the hotel bar with...
There you go.
Kind of scary people.
I love it. I love it when we catch you know, it's rare that we actually really catch
pure Jimmy. Yeah.
when he's pure. What are your plans for today, Jimmy? What are you going to do today?
I have to get out of this town. I got to go to work.
Oh, you got to go back to Jimmy's for any big weekend planned at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in scenic, beautiful Herndon, Virginia?
Thank you. Do you remember when we do that outdoor tailgate party with all the Buffalo Bills fans?
Is that this weekend?
That's Sunday. We have Andre Reed. Andre Reed will be there. Scott.
Oh, hey, that's pretty good.
Don't you have like four ex-players coming? Don't you, Jimmy?
Yes.
Jimmy, you normally pull like 700 people or something like that at this Buffalo day.
Yeah, we've actually extended it now.
You mean you've added on to it?
Yeah, we added on to it. We're zigzagging through Herndon, adding sections so we can put more TVs and more people.
Speaking of adding on, how's the Buffalo wing?
the Buffalo wing.
Wait, hold on. A little broadcast decorum. That's gold, Oscar. You could have really taken your time on that a little bit. You dive right in. Mr. Santana is always inquiring as to the status, Jimmy. If I can rephrase the question.
The Ponzi scheme. He loves progress. A little more out of it.
We'd like to get an update on your renovation. Of your fabulous facility, which began in what year, Jimmy? What year did this this whole plan start?
I think you still lived here. It was 2012.
I definitely still live here. Yes, 2012. Where are we with the Buffalo Wing and its progress?
Okay, can you break that down at all?
We're starting it right after this tailgate party. They wanted to actually start about 3 weeks ago.
So you're waiting until 8,
down my alley.
You're waiting until 8 p.m. on Sunday to begin?
No, Monday morning if it doesn't rain.
That's when the Renaissance begins.
Has the foundation been dug?
No.
Are you? Hold on, Jimmy. I really haven't talked to you in a long time. You S-ing me? They haven't dug the foundation yet?
It's been one piece of. It's been a mess all summer. It's the worst summer ever.
Oh,
is that because of weather or regulations or what's been the problem, Jimmy?
The foundation took 12 weeks for them to resolve what to do with the foundation. That's the existing foundation of Jimmy's because it was built in the 1800s.
Yeah, I know your pain. I feel you.
That's when you built the bathrooms, right?
Yeah.
Oscar, And then after that, they were getting ready to start, and the surveyors came out and said, none of these drawings match the actual physical ground. We got to change this. We got to change that.
Jesus, you're still going. So are you actually scheduled to break ground? I mean, pour the foundation or get the foundation done Monday, starting Monday?
They were going to start Monday, but now it's raining again. So they have to wait for it to dry up.
Yeah, and then it's going to freeze. So we're really talking about spring.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I've been there, man. It's rough.
Hey. Jimmy, if you in your hotel room,
Oscar's insincerity.
In your hotel room, Jimmy, do you have a mirror?
Yes.
If you were to look at yourself in the mirror right now, would there be a small foggy curly Q above your head? Because you really you sound like a cartoon hangover right now.
Hey, what do you give Alice? What do you give Alice on a scale of 1 to 10? What do you give it?
I'll give him a 10.
10. How old is he now, Jimmy? How old is Alice Cooper?
I think he's 69.
69?
Yeah, wow, dude.
That's he's still doing
Mike,
it.
You would have loved him, Mike. He's got all young members in his band, including this smoking hot blonde that plays guitar. You got to look her up.
It's a girl.
Order to look her up, Jimmy, I'd have to. He didn't say girl.
I know.
He didn't say girl. Do you know the name of the guitar player?
I think it's Nita, N-I-T-A.
Yep, that's all you need.
Nita
Ford.
Pony, get on it.
Jimmy, what size of a venue does Alice Cooper play now? Like a Cap Center size, or how big was it?
No, I got to be honest. He was playing at a venue, probably sat about 7,000 people, and they changed it last minute. Yesterday, we got the phone call saying, downsize, new venue, close by. Your tickets are still being awarded. So we went there, 1,700 people.
Wow, and tickets are still being awarded.
That's sad. Yeah. That's kind of a drag. That's kind of a drag.
Maybe he loves to perform. Maybe it's an intimate show.
Does he still do the stage antics? Did he bite the head off anything?
No.
That's Ozzy. Come on, Rob.
All right, Jimmy, we want to leave you on a high note here. Let's break everything down. 1 p.m., what time does your actual tailgate start for the game? Because the Bills-Pats, it's a big game coming up this Sunday.
Yep.
Tell us about what's going on at Jimmy's.
We open at 10 a.m. We're indoors. We're outdoors. We have 11 TVs. Thank you, Aaron Sales and Leaf. The game starts at 1 o'clock. Andre Reed, Charlie Taylor, Scott Norwood, Lee Evans.
Nice.
Cornerback Thomas Smith from the Bills alumni and more.
Catch them all before they die, people. Catch them all before they die.
Raise money for charity, Andre Reed Foundation. Thank you.
That's fantastic. And Jimmy, what do you think the prospects are for your Buffalo Bills this season? How do you think they're going to do?
They're going to win 4 more in a row. We got rid of our offensive coordinator. Now
they're going to win
four
more. So you think they're going to kick ass this year?
We're definitely going to kick the Patriots' ass because they don't have a quarterback. Run them off the field.
Do you like your postseason chances this year?
Yeah, we'll see. I hope so.
All right, thanks,
Jimmy. I'm looking at the sports page right here. It says that the Buffalo Bills plan to pour their foundation on Monday if it's dry.
Jimmy, we
love
you.
A long time too.
Jimmy, we'll see you in November. Love you, and you give our best to your lovely bride and your daughter Kelsey. And always great to have
good
you
luck,
on
man.
The show.
Love
all right,
you,
Jimmy.
Likewise.
Right. There you
thanks,
go.
Guys. See you in November.
Right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's right. Boy. Okay, is he clear? Are we
he's clear? He's clear.
You know where he's going right now. Okay, there you go. That's it. That was
perfect.
I go home right now. We could end the show now. I had no idea that he would pick up and that he would be in a hotel room in Pennsylvania.
Reading of
scripted,
all places.
Like it was scripted,
Alice
Mike.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Well, he tried to sell 7,000, but it was 1,700, but that's okay.
The optimistic fatalist.
That's
there
right.
He is. He had to throw that in there, but that's Jimmy Cerrito. If you're a Buffalo Bills fan and you're in the D.C. area, go see Jimmy.
Or if you're a foundation guy, swing by.
That's right.
If you're actually a structural engineer, might be a good idea to check him out also. We will be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, I almost forgot. I bought some magazines. Do you want to just flip to the center section? Well, this is the female form, and they have focused on the breasts, which are used primarily to feed young infants, and also in foreplay.
Right.
This is Hustler, and this is a much more exotic magazine. Now, they have decided to focus more on the pubic region, right. The whole groin area.
Uh-huh.
Look at the expression on her face. You see that? See what she's doing? She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy. Hey, how you doing?" You see?
Right.
Shaved is a magazine I'm not too familiar with, but again, if you flip to the center section, well, you see the detail that they go into in this picture
mm-hmm.
here. It almost looks like a tropical plant or something underwater.
Yeah.
Thing.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the universe, because they get it if you are here. You do, too. Our phone line's always open, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by Tracker. We all live in an area of smart cars, and not an area, an era.
Era.
World.
I think I'm smart. I think I'm smart until I lose stuff, and I tend to lose it a lot.
Yeah.
I really do. And my wife, I've never talked about this a lot, but Carla is not what I would call an average woman in that she assists the man when he loses something. You know how in every movie and TV show you see the bride, the woman, the wife, she will always assist the dopey guy
sure.
in the household with finding stuff. Carla kind of leaves me on my own when I lose something.
Does she shrug and roll her eyes?
She rolls her eyes.
Yeah,
and looks
you
at
can
me,
do it.
Yeah.
That's kind of what
where's
I do.
Remember your exercises.
Where's the wallet?
That's why I need Tracker. Tracker, what is it? I'll tell you. Okay. It's a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, dogs, anything, and it does it in seconds. All you have to do with this tiny little device is pair it with your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button, and then your wife won't roll her eyes at you. It's that easy. If you lose your phone, it goes in the other direction, too. Press the button on Tracker. By the way, it seems to me in the O'Mara household, if you press the button on Tracker to find your iPhone, we do that more than we lose
keys. Oh, it's fantastic.
We lose the phone more than we lose the keys.
Right.
With Tracker, you can press a button on Tracker, and your phone will ring even if it's on silent. Never lose anything again thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's thetracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to Tracker, thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com. I usually give you periodic Florida wildlife updates.
Yes.
I'd like to tell you right now what is in my backyard. Let me share with you what is in my backyard, ladies and gentlemen, because it is rather significant.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'm embellishing with these sounds, but this thing is...
Brontosaurus?
Yeah, it is
Brachiosaurus,
Frankenstein,
from the same era. From the same era, there is
prehistoric
an alligator. There is an alligator in my little water system in back of my house. Now they call it a lake system, but it's kind of a joke. It's more like a drainage ditch.
Yes,
you know, it's a body of water that has fish,
a man-made body of water,
otters, and it's got wildlife. And it's I know that we've got that Audubon designation in certain areas down here. So
you live
on
a preserve.
The area is protected.
Yes.
I know it is because there's so much wildlife.
I thought that was just
there.
The people that were protected down there.
Oh, they're very protected.
Yes, the citizenry. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. The Midwestern citizenry.
What do the golf balls do to that ecosystem?
The golf balls are periodically fished out
really?
By scuba divers.
Oh, my God.
Are they profit-seeking scuba divers and they'll sell them to like a ranch?
Like a teenager?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't. That's wild.
I like
that's
that answer,
question.
Mr. Spicoli.
I don't know, Mr. Spiewak. I don't know.
Because you can make a fair bit of money.
Can I get
them.
Those top flights, sir? Yeah. I'll take them wet. We're good.
They come in and they're gone like the wind. And they're not like setting up a stand. I remember when we'd have kids do it, and you'd see kids with a little table, and they do it that way. But no, these are guys that come in and do it. But this thing, look, I have been down here a long time. I have seen many, many gators down here. The other night.
I mean, this is the best version.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jurassic Park.
Will you say my favorite line, Sir Richard? No expense was spared.
Spared no expense. Spared no expense. Grandpa, Grandpa, kids. Anyway, love that.
That
love
is
that,
awesome.
That movie. The other night, I'm sitting there. I think I went out on the patio to get something, and I hear a rustling in the water. And someone had told me about 2 weeks ago that there was a gator back in the little lake system down here, and I had no idea because I hadn't seen it. But I've been looking out for it a little bit, and I hear this splash, and I look across, and it's cagey right away because I don't see the body of the alligator. The old one that used to be in here, the little 2 or 3 footer,
right,
used to see it all the time. It floated on top of the water. It got out of the water. It was on
signed
the bank.
Autographs.
It did a so, show.
It didn't. What?
A little dinner show.
It did a dinner show in the evening for the guests that would come by. Thank you, Pony. Don't get happy. And I,
you know, people
this.
Love when Pony pipes in.
Yeah, but
his under the radar stuff is the funniest.
I understand. That's right. Yes.
That wasn't. No. That was a miss.
Friday Pony.
He's hysterical.
Go to hell,
Pony Boy Matt Blue. There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
If you ever wondered, Mike,
Pony Boy,
what it's like to sit in a room with Carl Reiner.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Conan. But as we move along here, let me say that all I see is what I think is an alligator, and I think I can see part of it. I can't because it's just too obscure. I get out my super secret.
Is it dusky?
Binoculars.
Is it a little dark? And that also
It's starting to get to be low light. It's late in the day, and I get the binocs out, and then I'm looking through a screen, and you can't use the binocular with screens because it makes it all blurry. So I go outside and I look, and all I see is about the last 8 inches, and I'm talking about 8 inches of the snout. And this thing, at the very least, is 5.5 feet long. Mm. At the most, this thing could be one of those 7 or 8 foot gators.
That's a 20 footer.
25.
This thing is big, but I have not been able to see it end to end because I've never seen it out of the water.
Because it's old and it's smart and it stays
wily.
Out. Of, it is wily.
It's,
there you are.
It survived.
It's wily gator.
It could be as old as you, Mike. It could be as old as you.
Oh, that's not possible. Impossible. Absolutely impossible.
Now, I have a question to ask because my father also lives on a man-made waterway.
Yes.
And, you know, you often hear like the splash of fish or something like that. But nature. when there is an out of the ordinary splash, like a thrashing, it's almost upsetting. Is that what first called your attention to
it? It was a commotion. It sounded like somebody maybe fell in. It was that kind of a commotion. And I look over at the little 8 inches of snout and I see what appears to be most of it's underwater, so I don't see maybe a little bit of white, like maybe it's got a fish in its mouth. Later on, I look across, and in order to ingest this large bird that I discovered it had attacked,
right,
it launched itself out of the water and then kind of went chomp, chomp, chomp.
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know, I got to be honest with you, with all the news about that unfortunate situation up at Disney, you know, we're all a little more paranoid about gators down here.
Oh, yeah.
And this thing was a large bird that was in its jaws, and it was chowing down on it. Last night, second night, I take a peek, and I look out in the middle of the lake. Its back is facing me, but it looked like, seriously, it looked like it had Melissa McCarthy's shoulders. It was that big in
wow.
the water. And, hey, by the way. With all this climate that we're in right now, I'm not fat shaming, okay?
No.
I'm simply making a little comment about a descriptive comment for the sake of humor.
Thank you for the clarification.
She's a beautiful woman and a funny lady.
Yes, this is true. I see the thing, and it's, I go outside and I look at it, and it starts to move a little bit, but it's huge. So anyway, I'll keep you posted.
Now, you've got to be scared, but also, is a part of you fascinated by it?
I am so obsessed with it, and Carla is... All Carla is responding to is the fear. She wants me to call and get the people to come in and get it. I don't want to do that.
You know, it might be fun tonight, Mike.
You have a small child. I said, okay, my small child is not going to go outside.
He's not going outside.
He's not going outside out of our supervision. Thank
you. The little Kittner boy. The little Mara boy.
We locked the house up tight, and we're constantly.
Yeah,
we
you
have
can't
our
get
eyes
in
on.
Or out.
You know, it'd be fun tonight, Mike, is as the night, you know, feeding is at dusk, is if quite by accident you were to leave, say, a pork roast on the banks of the water.
Oh, it'd be fun to do something like
yeah,
that.
Beluga.
I had my flat last night right
not
before we
beluga.
Went to bed.
That's not a pork roast. Beluga with a corn.
Looks like a pork roast.
It does. You can put some cloves of garlic on beluga. Yeah. Send them to water.
Last night, right, it's been on our bank. It's been on our bank because I can tell when the earth is disturbed. You can tell because they claw the grass.
Sure.
And you can see the mud where they've been. Why are you laughing at that?
You go
it's
out
the
with
truth.
Your, with your safari outfit and you go out there like the earth has been disturbed.
I throw a line into the water to fish, and I look and I say, well, something's been here.
I didn't know you were fishing.
Someone,
a man's got to eat,
right?
Something's clawed up. Something's clawed the grass up.
You're
Oscar.
Fishing that's, again? That's awesome.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, I can move. I can walk. I can walk again.
Does little Michael go out there with you?
Well,
not
some,
yet.
Yes. He needs
not
the help.
Yet because, there's just, he's three and a lot of stuff, but he's skating like the wind over at the rink, so he's doing a good job. But the earth has been disturbed, and Carla's thing is like, get it out of here. We have a little kid. I said, okay, if you're so concerned about safety, you know, maybe not leaving them in the tub for 5 minutes while you log your calories, okay?
Wow.
Missy miss, you know? Yeah. Come on now.
You're here.
Let's go.
You're here.
By the way, those blind ropes that for controlling the blinds haven't been tended to either. Thank you very much. That's not how I speak to her, honey. I know you're listening again.
It's like you've recorded it. It's got to be dead on.
Well, she's listening again.
You said again.
Nice.
What do you mean again?
She took a break. She took a hiatus. you'll love why.
Oh.
Yeah. Because that's what I do. That's what I do every day when I come in here. I subject myself. To your ridicule.
Oh, dear.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you.
So, you love listening to The Mike O'Mara Show? Well, we want to let you in on a little something-something. We have a new bonus show every week. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/bonus for your extra hour of Full Throttle, uncut, ball-busting fun for your week.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Interestingly enough, after that commercial was played, this segment of the program brought to you by our TMOS bonus package.
How cool.
That's why I'm going to tell you that coming up in November, we're going to be at the Mad Hatter. It's going to be a lot of fun. After we do our DC
nice
improv
pull.
Show, we're going to be, hey, that's right, on my feet, thinking on my feet. We'll be across the street from the DC Improv after we do our live show, which unfortunately is sold out. You know, not unfortunately for us, but unfortunately for you, the consumer. However, if you happen to be a TMOS fan in the Washington, D.C. area that's planning on joining us, we'll be there Saturday, November 5th at the Mad Hatter. The fun's going to start
5:30.
5:30, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, happy hour.
We'll be hanging out with our listeners, get a chance to meet everybody and hang right after we do our live podcast on the stage of the D.C. Improv. So join us at the Mad Hatter. We'll have particulars and details for you on that location starting next week again. We've told you before. We'll tell you again because we are delighted that on the 5th of November,
remember,
we are returning to the Washington, D.C. area. At least I am. You guys have already been there.
Yeah, we live
I'm
here.
Coming in.
I return every day.
In. Flying in, doing a little show, flying out. Yep, that's what I'm doing. Yep.
You know, Mad Hatter,
just
one
like
of the,
old Blue Eyes.
One of the
to.
Classic watering holes
just like
in
Elvis.
D.C. Well, that's Frank Sinatra.
Oh, sorry.
But
sort of, Mike has left the building.
Well, Mad Hatter, one of the great watering holes in D.C. history. It's a great bar. Lots of room, and we want to see you there.
The next show we do after the improv, we should get a ring and put it on stage, and you can come out like old Blue Eyes.
Oh, do like in the round?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, like the main event.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Just people.
Oh, man, people. Hey, it's tea. So... All I'm doing right now is simply psyching myself up that I will have a manageable hangover the Sunday after the show.
Well, there's nothing better. I think we both know, Mike. There's nothing better than traveling with a hangover.
I'm about 50-50 when we do these live shows as to manageable hangovers,
yeah.
And I want to have one.
Because
I think we're leaving relatively early on Sunday, so I want to have a manageable. I don't. There's nothing I hate worse than getting on a plane and sounding like Jimmy Cerrito. So I'm psyching myself.
You know, it was a great hangover the last time we left Reno.
Well, you had one. I didn't have one. You had one.
Oh, Mike, don't. You're revising history. We both were pretty bent up because
no,
it was.
Rob, you didn't even make it down to the lobby because you were at
you were the, last you were, to arrive.
You were still blasted. I had mine the night before. My night was the night before.
Oh, you know
before.
What? You're right. But you know what? The problem was, and you still weren't at 100%.
The problem was multifold.
We commiserated that we were on a hot plane.
Right.
And that made it really, really bad.
Don't
I was
you, so
sweating
you don't remember,
Cabernet.
You don't remember that we were all waiting for you and you're
lobby.
Never late on the road and you were tardy coming down as we were
going
to make our way to the airport. And then you were also, I remember these things.
Yes.
In Reno, you were hysterically funny.
Yeah, you were really
because
funny.
Because when you, and it's just, and it's the
I
same.
Don't know what happened.
Rob has a tendency to, when Rob really goes.
Oh, yeah.
And he will go almost all night, and Rob did the same thing.
Who are you,
Rob,
with Merle Rogers all night? What happened? Weren't you hanging out with someone?
I believe I spent about, no lie, about 8 hours at a blackjack table.
Yeah, but with who? There was a listener.
There was a lot. Adam Schrock was there. Cappy was there.
Right, yeah.
And a lot of people were coming and going. It was the kind of night that there were eras that people came and went all night, and it was a very, very drunken night.
But the other time you did it was
at the Zany Zone.
Yep.
And when you did it, the other time was in Maine when we all were going to do the live recording up at the top of Cadillac Mountain, and you
the 3 a.m.
You've been to bed at like 3 a.m. in my house up there.
Not good.
Oh wow,
that not was good.
All I know is we were recording that segment for the podcast. Do you remember this, Oscar?
Yes.
We're recording
the
segment for the
him.
Podcast, and I'm setting the thing up, and Rob is doing. I forgot how the microphone work was.
He
but
had
I
the mic.
Back. He had the mic
he
right.
Was, and, he had the mic in the DAT.
And I'm in. You were sitting there, and so I said, "Well, how does that work, Rob?" And I look, and the microphone is hanging down by your belt, and you're looking out the window, just going.
You know, I do remember that, and I will say this. In the quarter century we've worked together, there's been maybe three times that you've thrown it to me, and I wasn't there for you. That was the best one.
It was hysterical.
The best one. The best
you were
one.
So baked. Anyway.
But I'm sober today.
Thank you. Mrs. O'Mara, I don't, like, ask her every day what she thought of the show, so I had gone a long time, probably since I've been, you know, dealing with all my crap. How you doing? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
He swears it's not contagious.
Oscar, you're there. I'm not.
Yeah, how the fun is contagious. Health?
I've got a cough, and this is the death rattle, and we're just not addressing it.
don't say it. That's horrible.
He's not going to go to the doctor. He needs to go see a doctor. He needs to clear this infection. He clearly has one.
I have no infection.
Listen to the tape.
I have a cough. It's not an infection.
2 weeks.
No, it's not 2 weeks.
You were sick last week.
No, it would be 2 weeks on Tuesday.
Oh, sorry.
So that's not 2 weeks.
Okay, less than
2 plus 2 really, is 6. No.
Do you really feel like you're getting better? I'm asking you honestly.
I do. You don't sound any better.
Well, you don't look any better.
It doesn't address the problem.
But we'll see Monday. Hopefully you're better by Monday.
Yeah, I hope really, so.
No chance.
I really hope so.
You're in next week, right?
This is all
hopefully. Unless you kill us all.
These are all great segues because this is related. I'm cruising along with Carla, and I mentioned something on the show. I said we had a great moment with yada yada. I do that, you know,
right?
Semi-frequent. No, I don't do that a lot with her. But I'm sitting there, and I said something happened. I said, "Are you listening?" She said, "No." I said, "What?" Because Carla's like a regular listener. I said,
"Right?
Well, have you been listening?"
It's best that the spouses don't listen, Mike.
It's preferred.
You know, I've never adhered to that
because
Carla listens all the time.
Not anymore.
And the thing is, I said, you know, you've been listening. And she said, no. I said, what? I'm really like hurt.
You're my biggest fan.
That's surprising.
I'm instantaneously hurt, and I react to
it. If you don't listen, who's going to listen?
Right. Because you actually like me.
What's wrong with you? What is wrong if you don't listen? If you don't listen, we're going to have zero listeners. No. The thing
you got to guilt them, Mike.
Yeah.
I said, what's going on? She said, it's just, I'll get back to it. I said, okay, why are you ducking this? What's going on?
Oh, that's the worst way to handle it.
I don't want
to
bother you with it. I said, what the hell is the deal? Now, normally, like if it's one of you guys, if you've said something, but that doesn't drive her away. But if you've said something that pisses her off, she'll like pipe up with it right away.
Sure.
And, you know, and for me, it kind of goes in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you've heard it before. Well,
we're just doing shtick.
You're doing the shtick. So I said, well, come on, tell me. She said, well, I live it. I'm like, well, you always live it. Just no. The health stuff.
The misery.
I'm like, what? She said, the health stuff. I because I'm living it with you, I didn't want to hear it. I said, well, I haven't done that in like 2 weeks. After I got through, she said, yeah, but there was a time.
Like 3 months.
When that was.
Yeah.
It's not three months. Yeah. It's not 3 months. I said, she said, I live it. And then to hear you, I just don't like to hear it again. And I was just, I mean, I was so, so sad.
Salt in the wound.
You know, what this world needs, Mike, and you've said it before, empathy. Mm-hmm. Where is it? Where's the love?
She, the way she looked at it was that because she's there with me, with all this crap going on, that as soon as I would bring it up on the show, she would get, you know, she'd get burned, and she didn't want to hear the whole thing again. And I was truly,
well,
truly
and she probably has heard the same complaint inside your home because you're sharing your day with her and then you're sharing your day with us the next day.
Yeah, it's been
almost like a rerun.
It's been, I would be lying if I didn't say it has been difficult. And you know what? We are really the last week or two, we are really starting to, you know, come out of it and
right.
feel really excited. You know, as excited as you can be. I'm still, you know, I got a ways to go, but the fact is it really, I'm like, honey, You don't. No, I don't want to live through it again. Oh, I was crushed because I thought I was presenting.
Well, Mike, you know what it's like.
This terrible health situation in a way that might have been moderately entertaining. That's what I thought.
You know, you and I, for example, we don't watch all the coverage of 9/11 on the anniversaries because we lived it.
You can't.
And she doesn't. She doesn't want to go through it again.
You consider my health situation to be 9/11.
Well, I mean,
9/11 of my body.
It's the 9/11 of your body. The Twin Towers are your legs, and one of them
hips.
Are the hips, and that's. What I'm saying is, Mike, this is
sad.
A dire situation, and a little empathy from her wouldn't kill her.
Yeah, thanks, honey. But she's back to listening, though. She said she listened yesterday.
Isn't so she the champion now, though, of this dark summer that she...
Mike O'Mara's dark summer.
Like, most women would have left by now, right? She stayed.
She stayed with me. God love her. She has been... We've had maybe... I'd say out of this whole summer, we have had maybe... And I'm not going to exaggerate. I'm not. We've had maybe 3 days, which were really... problematic, where she'd had enough of it, and
I thought you were going to say you had 3 good days.
There weren't bags packed, but there were discussions about going up to visit her mom for a while to just get out of all this, and we both commiserated on that.
Sure.
And then, you know, I think I looked at her one night in my most pathetic way, and I said, "I don't want you to go.
Please, God. Please, God, don't leave me."
But yeah, it was.
Is that what she craves? The begging.
You know, she doesn't want begging. It's that was just me because I didn't want to be down here dealing. There was a time where I was in between little problem situations here, and I was fine, but not so fine that I necessarily wanted to be here all the time without somebody to help me out. Okay. And that was the moment where I was trying to be Mr. Brave. And I'm like, well, you know what? I think it'd be a great idea. Why don't you go up and see your mom for a few days? She said, you know, I might do that. I said, okay, that's fine. And then later that evening, I'm like, don't go. Please don't go. Please.
I was just kidding.
Called your bluff.
But you know what? Overall, for the entire thing that I've been dealing with, 3 days ain't too shabby. And by the way, every time now, because the old doc that did my thing, I hear he has ads like everywhere. And I get
one of those guys. He's an advertising
billboard guy.
Yeah. No, I get turbo salty now when I hear come on. Sure. I really just kind of get
ads aren't right.
I'm going to the building today to see my physical therapist.
Will you stop in and say hello?
I doubt it. I doubt it. Maybe I'll have that picture dropped off. You know. Thank you. Here's the picture of me in the infusion center getting my IV antibiotics. Thank you. Hey, look, you know, they tell you it can happen. So sure. I just happen to be the guy that it happened with, but everything's fine. But
they don't mention it on the billboard, though.
Is listening to the show again.
Hi, Carla.
Welcome back, Carla.
Hi, Carla. So
thanks
nice
for
to
not
have
leaving,
you back.
Mike.
Yes.
Thanks for staying. I really appreciate that. That's wonderful. And that's all I have to say.
Well, no, Mike, I know how much it means to you to have Carla be in the fold with the program.
Yeah.
I come from a place where Shannon stopped listening years ago because there was just too much conflict after she would listen, right?
Carrie listens like once in a blue moon. Right?
Yeah, but Carrie loves Robin Joe.
Robin, oh, does she really?
Never misses P1. An episode, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. And you know what? I've given up. I said, whatever. That's fine. If anything good happens,
I'll
tell you.
Well, that's because she hates me. Because
no, she does not hate you.
Yes, she does. Of
Mike,
course she does.
There's one person on this show.
Because Robin Joe put you on their little stage show. Mike, that's what that's
no,
about.
No, she has a crush on Rob or Joe.
Both of them. Really? There is one person on this show she hates, and it ain't you.
It's me.
No, it's not you.
Who could it be?
It's me.
It's Rob.
It's remember,
Rob doesn't hate you.
No, she hates hearing me talk.
Carrie listens to Robin Joe and doesn't listen to the Mike O'Mara
show. She listens to Mike O'Mara show, I would say, about once a week, I would say.
How? And she listens to every episode of Robin Joe?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? Every episode?
She loves it.
We should have her on and ask her about
You know what? I'd like to have her on.
Yeah.
Not me.
Can you book your wife?
No, I can't. She's busy.
Tell her to take care of that man with walking pneumonia. That would be a, you know, you're going to make it through the rest of the show, Hillary? I'm just kind of curious about that.
Right now, Carrie is actually on the phone with her bookie. She's got $5 either way on me. So if I die, you know.
Stamina.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more. I'm the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, if you're looking for podcast perfection, check out The Robin Joe Show.
It's The Robin Joe Show. Listen to it's The Robin Joe. It's The Robin Joe Show. Listen every week for new episodes. Damn it.
Sorry. There's some interference on the line. I'm sorry. There's some interference.
Carrie loves that promo.
Interference on the line. Okay. All right. Very good. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Elite Island Resorts. Elite Island Resorts, everybody. This holiday season, why not spend your time relaxing on a beach instead of cooking and cleaning up after your annoying relatives? I found an amazing getaway and an even more amazing price. The Pineapple Beach Club in Antigua, right now, $99 per person per night. You can enjoy an adults-only all-inclusive holiday getaway on a white sandy beach. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or call 800-772-8711 to make your reservation today. This resort is amazing. All-inclusive. inclusive, and that includes meals, snacks, beverages, yes, even the alcohol, resort activities and all taxes and service charges, 30 magnificent acres of tropical foliage and wild blooms, only 30 minutes from the airport and the capital city of St. John's. I've been there. I've been to the Pineapple Beach Club. It's beautiful. Antigua is known for its magnificent weather, pristine white sand beaches, and colorful cultural festivals. You're gonna love it. So, are you ready to leave the chaos behind this year and get some well-deserved R&R? Don't wait. This offer expires soon. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or call 800-772-8711 to book your all-inclusive holiday. You're going to love this spot. I love the island. I really do. Gorgeous. I love Antigua. I have one of the best vacations I've ever had down there. For less than $100 per night per person, ages 16 and up, you can enjoy everything I just mentioned and more. That's pineapplebeachclub.com. You don't want to miss out on this offer. See the website for complete details. And when you're living in the D.C. area and just dealing with gray and overcast and yeah, you know, about this time you're starting to think about those.
The rainiest 3 days in 45 years, I think.
Sun's still gone, Mike.
Yeah, none sun.
I was watching my guy Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski today with Morning Joe, and I was watching that low ceiling over the Washington Monument. It looks yucky. Is it still crappy?
No, it's horrible.
It's still nasty.
It's depressed. Horrible. I walked outside. Oh, hello, Gotham.
Yeah, it does. It looks like Gotham.
Yes.
You know, I just wanted to compliment our good friend Patton Oswalt for just being such a good guy to all the people that are friends with him online and people that follow him. And he has, he's done, you know, all I can say is what I see online with his posts, but such a great job with his daughter after the tragic passing of his wife. And, he was recently on, Conan O'Brien and just, you know, was telling the story about, you know, how in love he was, with his wife, Michelle. And, every time I watch this, even though my situation is not remotely close to his, it actually makes me think about my own grieving process, sure. Which, oh, by the way, the aforementioned Carla O'Mara has said that I have not done, that I have not.
You've not even begun or?
I've had
has
my
she listened
moments,
to this show?
you know, I thought I did a good job. I thought I grieved a little bit, but, you know, in my private life, I haven't. I really, I think that
thanks
I
for
don't,
sharing with us.
You know, I don't. What is
I think
wrong?
Mike how, is wrong.
How
try to
you?
Accept
how
that.
Have, what is
how
have you not grieved? We've talked about it at length, and you have felt guilty about it.
How does he say the word length? Say it again.
Length.
Oh, better that time. Yeah. Before it was length.
Yeah, remember you said, look, it comes in waves.
About it, like, right after, I talked about it right after she passed, but as far as in my, you know, Carla has said to me, and this is really pulling back the curtain, on a regular basis, that she does not believe that I have, I don't want to say deal with it. My mom was 95 years old, lived a great long life. I don't think this falls into the category of that situation, but I probably haven't maybe finished the grieving process.
Well, it takes years for some people.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
And it's different for everybody. It's different for everybody.
And when I watch our, you know, 2016, crappy year for celebrity deaths and dealing with this, and I will have my moments when I watch him. See if this makes sense to you. I project maybe some of my grieving for the loss of my mom onto his situation because I know how tragic that was for him. So when I see that, it makes me just think about grief. And when I see him handling it in such a dignified, loving and funny and managing to be funny at the same time.
And away with a lot of wisdom. He handles it with wisdom.
He's a brilliant man. Yeah. He writes beautifully. His comedy is smart. And when I see him doing that, it just makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. And I think he's done that for a lot of people. And I wanted to give him a tip. But then I will have my moments of sadness, too, because I will, you know, sit there and reflect on losing my mom. And, you know, my sister and I have grown closer through this, which is a nice little benefit of everything we've gone through.
Certainly for her.
You know. Thank you, Rob. That's very kind.
Well, she always wanted to reconnect.
I'll pass that along to Kathy.
Yeah, she'll appreciate that. She and I get along like peas and carrots.
I mean, my sister's 7 years older than I am, and we would see each other regularly, but we would never, you know, we were not ultra close as siblings, and so we'll have conversations now where she'll say to me, "Did you think about mom?" And, or "I thought about mom over the weekend. She told me about the fact that my mom had one truly dear friend at the little facility she was at, and my sister up in Boston has connected with this older woman, and they went out to lunch last week, and Kathy went back to my mom's apartment, and you know, and just, and she was telling me all about that, and it's a, you know, it's sad, it's the way it works, and you know, the great circle of life, but the whole thing as far as grieving, I heard something that I used to think was a cliche, and now I believe it's true, that everybody handles it in a different way.
Sure.
Everybody does it differently. And I'm not, you know, when I'm talking about it on the show, this forum gives me an opportunity.
It's a nice outlet.
To really get it out of my system, especially initially,
yeah,
where I read the eulogy and yeah, I got that out of there. But then when I retreat back, I kind
of... Oh, she doesn't see that side of you.
I keep it all in. And yeah, I do. And I do keep it. And she'll come into a room and she'll see me sitting on the couch just kind of... She said, "Is that your mom?" I said, "No, just crying about the show."
Ah.
But anyway, it's something.
If she has,
why won't one of them die? Can I ask you a question? And if it's too personal, shut me down.
All right.
You say that everyone grieves in a different way, and I believe that. I also believe you deal with different deaths in different ways. Right. For example, if it was someone more youthful, as opposed to a parent who had lived a long and wonderful life, it's almost expected when they're older. But when you're dealing with the grief of your mom's passing, did you have a moment like an apex, like a total, I won't say breakdown, but a moment when it all sort of came together? Have you had that yet?
No, I'll have little moments, and that's it. And I don't think I will have anything more than that.
Okay.
And the thing, the combination about when you have when you're an older person with an older parent, you confront a couple of things. And my mom was the last of the family's generation.
Yes.
And my, as I told you, one of my cousins had the funniest line of all, which I love saying, "Well, that's it. We're in the on-deck circle now." And that was so funny because you not only have lost the last parent. And
right,
for my cousins and me, this was the last parent. But now you begin to take a hard look at your own mortality. And it has absolutely, it's just turbocharged that.
Oh, it's in the forefront now, yeah.
Well, but I also think about, and then I snap right back to realizing the way I've laid out my life. And I am so happy with the direction my life is taken. I don't mind saying this. I'm not a big believer in talking about things that make me happy on the show. I don't think it's that entertaining, but I will share this. Watching my son yesterday at ice skating, where he's out there with his instructor, and he has a terrible cold, and he was tired, and he slept in the car on the way over there, and he cried when he got out of the car. He was fussy all day, and then he gets on that ice, and the instructor that was with him, who also I think was a preschool teacher, so she knows exactly how to handle kids,
right?
And watching him you know, take to her and actually transform him, get himself back on track, get himself together. And I looked at Carla and I said, "Oh," I suddenly had this little epiphany that I said, this is my last little chapter here. This is the way my life is going to be, because it's going to be about him. It's going to be, and I am all in on that. I am totally in on that. And I never thought that until that very moment where I said, this is going to be whatever he's doing. I get such a gas. This is better than doing a live show. This is better
gambling.
Than shooting a, it's better than gambling. Oh my God, it's better than gambling. It's better than being you know, on a golf course and shooting my greatest score ever. This is what it's going to be. And I didn't really think about that. It just sort of happened. But I realized this is what it's going to be, and I'm fine with that. And then, you know, and grieving and things like that go by the by. But anyway, I'm just rambling. But
No. So can I mention something? One of my good friends, his parents passed away, or really years ago now, right?
Okay, but a contemporary of yours.
Yes.
Okay.
And I can share this. He has a thread with his family that they would text their mom and dad. With their brothers and sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
They still continue to text on that thread to this day.
They communicate with their parents who are gone?
As if their parents are there.
That's kind of cool.
And they still do it.
Very, very, very cool. That is, you know, I think you become much more empathetic about loss yesterday, thinking about that tragic train situation up in New Jersey. As soon as I saw that it was a 34-year-old that had passed, I just went, like that. And you realize, you know, that's such a drag. But, you know, because you look at somebody like Patton who shares his grief. And by doing that, I've had more contact with people that listen to the Mike O'Mara show that have said, I went through the same thing. I really appreciate what you did. It made me think about my this whole grieving process. And that's the big point that I wanted to get out here. This whole thing of sharing this kind of stuff and the way Patton has, it makes everybody that's gone through it know that they're not alone. And I know it's not easy, especially to go out on a national television show and talk about that. But his level of eloquence and the way that he does it with such amazing modesty and dignity and comedy. When he talked about the, you know, taking his daughter away for Mother's Day and what an incredible weekend where he wanted to distract her for the whole time. And he did a great job, and they were at the gate at O'Hare, and the Polish lady said, "I'm so sorry about your mother. I never got over it." That I swear to God,
the construction of that was just
and he's
amazing.
Using it to inform his comedy, which I was hoping he would be able to do. And I hope he's able to, you know, have this next phase of his life when he comes out of this abyss, kick ass and takes names.
Yep.
Because I'll tell you something about Patton Oswalt. And look, he is a friend of the show, and he drops in occasionally. We are not close friends, but I will tell you this. This is a decent human being. This is a good person.
Yep.
And I root for him, and I want him to do really, really
and
well.
If you think he's brilliant and talented and witty, even when the mics aren't on, he's brilliant and talented and witty.
And warm.
And a real guy.
He is legitimately kind, too. He gets that. And the thing about, it seems to me, some people that are really, really brilliant, like Patton is. And I really think he's an absolute brilliant mind as far as writing and comedy. Look, they use the guy to punch up scripts for movies in Hollywood.
And television shows.
They bring him in to prop up other bright guys that are these writers that
write
these
television
shows.
He was known for that before anyone knew who he was.
Right.
I mean, he was like an underground following in Hollywood. He was amazing.
Yeah, and it's
amazing.
And he gets that, you know, that he understands that when he's dealing with three mooks like us and he comes into the studio, that he's validating us by being kind
and being
respectful.
He laughed at one line I had. I said the word tradecraft. And then every night before I go to bed, I was like, Patton laughed at that line.
Yeah, it's
so true.
10 feet tall. He's not above it. He's not above making you feel good. You know, and by the way, in my career, I've seen the good and I've seen the bad. I've seen the people that do that and the people that don't do that. And by the way, I think, you know, all of us have probably had moments where we were engaged with somebody that liked what we did and somebody that we might have blown off because for one reason or another. It happens. Probably happens to Patton, too. Happens to everybody. But at least when I'm watching the guy, I know, you know, there's a guy that goes that little extra to make you kind of feel like a decent human being. And to see him, I live vicariously through that when I'm seeing him. And I know he's raising a smart, beautiful daughter. And that's all I wanted to say about the whole grieving process. And, you know, maybe for Carla's sake, sometime over the weekend, this particular weekend, I'll just go,
I'm grieving.
I'm grieving.
Carla, I'm going to go in the living room and grieve now.
No, I'm not going to grieve because the Honeycrisp apples are back. Yay!
The real ones or the fake ones?
These are the listen, in October, the real ones are coming. Okay, but these are not the fake ones, but they're not the biggest ones yet. The ones that are as big as a baby's head are coming out in October, and those are at the farmer's market.
Isn't Fort Myers known for Honeycrisp apples?
Yeah, well, all of Florida is.
Yeah, that's it. They have the apple orchards as far as the eye can see down
that's
here
right.
next to the palm trees.
How
that's
do you
it.
Get them? Because before you go to the orchard, right?
They ship them down to the grocery store. I get them down here.
Those
are the
shady ones.
Hey, Mike, if you want, when you're up here for the live show in November, do you want to drive out to Winchester and get some oranges with me?
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah, we'll go out and get the great citrus fruit.
Pick your own.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Rob, we're going out to Culpeper to pick Tangelos. Can't wait to do that. Hey, that's going to be big time fun.
You can have all the citrus you want because you have the sun. We have the clouds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've got the rain, but we've got the Honeycrisp.
We've got men in a laboratory in white coats growing potatoes. That's all
but
we have.
Just remember, I literally have a dinosaur in my backyard.
Yes,
I
do.
I have a real dinosaur with teeth that will actually eat you if you
You won't
come
try
down
to
here.
Take a picture of him.
Oh, I'm.
Selfie?
I am hunting this. What did he say?
Selfie.
Hey, that was better than the alligator doing the dinner show.
You know why that was better?
Why?
Because it was hopeful. He'd love to see me try that. You know, I will look this weekend. I will be a hunting.
Oh, good.
I will be a hunting.
That'll be interesting because now we can see how Carly grieves.
Wile E. Gator. All right. Did you prepare a decent Oscarazzi for us this
week? They're always great, Mike.
They're always top 10.
Top tier.
Top tier.
Top notch.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show with Oscarazzi.
Hey. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Remember when you used to listen to the radio? I mean, you used to like to listen to the radio. You liked the songs. You liked the disc jockeys. You liked hearing stuff on the radio. Those days are gone, right? Wrong. Because Rob Radio is back. It's radio the way you remember it. And you can listen this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning on The Wave in Ocean City. And if you're not in Ocean City, you can listen on 971thewave.com or download their app. You can take Rob Radio anywhere you go. The Rob Spiewak Show and you, perfect together.
Rob Spiewak!
Debut episode tomorrow?
Yes, I can't wait. 7 o'clock 7 tomorrow morning.
7 a.m.?
Yes.
Rob will be spinning the hits, right?
And, great stack of records. I had so much fun putting it together.
Stacks
so check that
wax.
Out for all of our friends down at the beach or online. You can hear Rob as well. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Distilled. The problem with jeans is that the really good pairs typically cost $200 or $300. And the bargain brands either look terrible, fall apart, or both. Until now, Distilled has revolutionized the fashion industry by creating timeless, luxury-grade denim so you get jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars starting at $65. And what's the best thing about luxury-grade denim? It lasts and looks fantastic. They refuse to work at Distilled with department stores or middlemen, so there's no markup and no BS, just great jeans at unbelievable prices. We go to designer jean expert Oscar Santana,
who
loves Distilled, DSTLD.com. Now, it's pronounced Distilled, but that's the website, Distilled, DSTLD.com, Oscar.
Open letter to my friends out there that said, I'm not a designer jean or luxury jean type of guy. I like getting my jeans on a conveyor belt. Look, the dollars spent on Distilled jeans are worth the price, and you're getting the best jeans around for a fraction of that price. Get the deal right. They cut out the middlemen, and I'm telling you, save me hundreds of dollars because these jeans fit right and they feel right.
That's distilled.com/TMOS. You can go there right now and get $10 off your purchase. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for $10 off right now.
Talking about the current situation.
Five easy letters. DSTLD.com/TMOS, everybody. Now, without further ado, he's back from Bermuda.
What?
He's here, and he's got the entertainment news that's fit to read. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Oscar Cornelius Santana.
Yay, fellas.
Thank you, Cornelius.
Who's Pontiflas? Is it Cantiflas?
Cantiflas.
Cantiflas. Yeah, I like the way you guys say it.
Cantiflas.
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 Diego. Speaking of Hollywood, Angelina Jolie hires Judy Smith. You may wonder who Judy Smith is.
Judy.
She is the crisis manager who inspired Scandal. A gladiator herself is going to take care of the crisis that is now the Brad Angelina breakup.
This is beginning to show all of the signs that this, you know, who knows if it'll get to the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp level, but it has all the signs between Brad Pitt getting somebody. It seems like this thing is going to escalate to those nasty levels in Hollywood. This might be a really nasty
Brad level. Pitt should hire Johnny Depp.
But you heard the rumor, right? I think did Mike tell us?
What's that?
The rumor that she's consoling, and this is alleged.
Oh, yes.
Johnny Depp is consoling
her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Johnny Depp recommended the divorce lawyer for Angelina Jolie. So we'll wait and see. And, you know, they've got 500 children, so this is going to be very, very, very
He is shaky. Consoling her. In her pants!
Thank you.
All right, moving on. Speaking of couples, are you guys familiar with January Jones?
The actress? Yeah, she played the Mad Men. Female lead in Mad Men, and she was boxed.
Yeah, she's got a...
Birdie. Mrs. Draper. She was my...
Don called her Birdie. Hi, Birdie.
She's got quite a celebrity pass as far as boyfriends are concerned. And apparently, she dated Ashton Kutcher as well.
Also beautiful.
He dated a lot of
women. Oh, yeah.
He's like the Warren Beatty of his generation.
Yeah.
But I was like low profile until that one chick couldn't keep a secret when he was dating
Mila?
Demi. Mm. No, Mila was good.
Yeah.
Mila's a good
You know what I didn't mention? Remember that movie I told you about with Kiefer and Donald Sutherland, the Western? Demi was in that one.
And really?
I hadn't seen her in a decade. I hadn't seen her in anything.
Did she play the old town hag?
No, you know what?
She probably looks great.
I bet she does.
You know what? As far as... Look, she looks like an older actress, but she was... She's in amazing shape. She's always been in amazing
shape. Yeah, that's
true. I think she's a fitness nut.
So she was on Watch What Happens Live on Bravo, and the Mad Men actress talked about, at one point in 2009, she was dating a boyfriend, and he said that he was not supportive of my acting, and he was like, I don't think you're going to be good at it, so F you... It looks like they got in some sort of tiff about it.
Sure.
She actually thanks him now because it's been revealed that it was Ashton Kutcher that told her that she probably wasn't going to be a good actress.
And I bet it made her try harder.
Yeah. So she dropped that on Ashton?
She did, and she has nothing but nice things to say. Apparently, she said she needed that because when you tell me I can't do something, I try 10 times as hard to get it done.
So Ashton said that, but then did she say other night? You said she says nice
she
things
said,
about him?
She goes, I can say now years later that that was him because she talked about it in an interview, right?
Oh, okay, but she's still kind of calling him a dick.
She says she hasn't talked to him in years and wishes him all the best.
Yeah, I doubt it.
But she showed him, right?
Yeah.
She absolutely. Showed him. I think it takes a lot of balls to tell someone they're not good at something.
Well,
I need to talk to Pony after the show.
I tell my daughter who auditions for all these college plays, and she's in another one, Assistants, which
cool.
is debuting next weekend. So I'm excited about that at University of Mary Washington. I tell my daughter that be ready for if we think radio has rejection and negativity and hard asses, show business, theater, television, movies. Really, much more severe.
Hundredfold.
So you got to be prepared for that. Absolutely. You got to be prepared for the rejection.
That said, as far as media is concerned, Ashton Kutcher, one of the nicest guys we've ever, A, had a chance to be on a radio row with, or B, just the stories you hear about what he's done with his career and how he's helped people.
Wonderful reputation.
Yeah.
So you've got a chance to interview Ashton?
Yeah, we had him on some radio row or some tour he was doing, and that is when he was doing Dude, Where's My Car, and we were on a rock station, right?
Had the pleasure. Never had the pleasure with Ashton.
It's not like when he was like an A-lister. It was that 70s show, basically.
Yeah. Well, that's, the reason you got him and I never got him is probably because, his career started after 1989.
Fellas, this weekend, Deep Water Horizon, the film hits theaters. It's getting a solid review on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yep, it is.
The effects look amazing.
And for a movie that we all know the plot line for,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, I've heard that this is the movie to watch this weekend. And I want to ask you, Mike, I know that you're down there in Florida. Are you going to go and check it out?
You know, maybe as soon as tonight, we've actually got my little guy. They have a great thing they do at his preschool called Parents Night Out, where 6 to 8, they actually, I think it's 5 to 8, they actually drop off the kids and they have pizza parties for them and all this great stuff.
Cool.
So it's a free pass for the parents. So maybe that might be on the list tonight. I wanted to see the one I think called Don't Breathe. That horror movie that's out there about the blind guy in the house.
Mm.
Carla vetoed that one, unfortunately.
Yeah. I think it's playing at Apple Blossom Mall down there.
Very good. We'll go get some peaches.
Sell her on Mark Wahlberg, right?
Ah,
and sell her on the action. That there is not too much drama. There's a lot of action, 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 action.
Yeah, I think that it looks like it might be interesting. It's big budget. We'll see what happens.
Salutations and best of luck to our friend Adam Carolla, who is selling his rare vintage Lamborghini collection, and he's selling all of his Lamborghinis.
These are phrases that make me uncomfortable. Lamborghini collection, all of my Lamborghinis.
If it's, If it's Adam Carolla, are they all going to charity?
They're not. No, they're going to his own charity because he.
That was a joke. See, Adam Carolla is, you know, I listen to a lot of Carolla, and he's an interesting cat. He's got some very strong views about the world. So that was a little joke. How many Lamborghinis does he have?
I'm going to give you them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 Lamborghinis are on the block for sale.
That's a lot of expensive metal.
Why is he
right
selling
there?
Them, Oscar?
He's raising funds to cover the purchase of Paul Newman's Porsche, which he bought for upwards of $4+ million.
Wow.
So, which is one of the rarest cars out there. It was a race car that Paul Newman actually raced. And he's just basically swapping that out as I was pulling the entertainment news in. I said, well, that's what it's like to be successful.
Is he still having the feud with Kevin Smith? Is he? Or did they patch things up? Are they still feuding? I don't know.
I haven't listened to Carolla in some time, Mike.
Right.
And when I went into business school, I kind of lost touch on that feud. But I remember that there was a feud. They haven't.
Yeah, but a project they were going to
do. Yeah, they haven't worked together since. I'm not 100% sure.
Sometimes those just evaporate. But good luck to Adam. I hope he gets Paul Newman's Porsche.
And if he has any money left
over. He already has it.
He just needs to get
set it. He's got to cover the debt.
He's got to cover it. Okay, listen, people struggle.
They do. And if he has any money left over, I've got a low-mileage Buick. Gorgeous. You might really want to look into getting that.
That's Oscar Rotzi for today.
Thank you, Oscar. We will come back with our final audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
The one problem with that CVS is they don't give you the live person. They just give you self-checkout until there's a bottleneck.
And you can't use cash.
No, use your chip card so that the reader can go, nyah, nyah, nyah.
That is a flawed technology, too.
And then the lady comes by. She just glides by like a Scooby-Doo ghost. Her feet aren't even touching. She glides by all the self-checkout kiosks and says, it's a chip reader. Got to use your chip card. You put it in.
Especially the stores where they have taken the time to print out a card that fits into the chip intercourse thing.
Yes.
And with it, that says on the end of it, you know, no chip card read here or whatever they put
chip
on there.
Chip card coming.
Swipe.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Oh, man, panic mode. Panic mode in the Mike O'Mara Show household. I will tell you, I got to get my... I'm probably 2 shaves away from running out of my fabulous Harry's Shave Gel.
You better get on it, man.
I got to get on it. Got to go to Harry's.com. Harry's is the best. The shave is the best. You will love it. So much cheaper than the big razor guys at the drugstore. Unlike Big Razor, Harry's doesn't upcharge. They just made a bunch of improvements to their razors, and they are keeping their prices the same. What do we have for Harry?
Razors.
5-blade razor now has a softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, a trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, a textured handle for better control when it's wet, and a lubricating strip. Harry's is wonderful. They are so confident in the quality of their blades that they will send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel free. Oh, man, free when you sign up for a shave plan. Just pay shipping. There's a special offer for fans of the show. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get a post-shave bomb added to your order absolutely free. Raymond's brother likes that, don't you? What do you like most?
The post-shave bomb.
Go to Harry's.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave bomb.
Bomb.
Robert Barone.
I always linger on that word.
Love
bomb.
It.
That's Harry's.com and the code TMOS. Get yours today. Let's open up the audio vault for the last day of the week. Friday. Is it September 30th?
It is Robert's birthday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, happy birthday, Robert.
Hey, happy birthday, Robert. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Does that mean when we come in Monday, it's going to be October?
Yeah.
October.
Wow. Yeah. So Robert, my son, turns 14 today. Extraordinarily proud of him. And as I often do when his birthday rolls around, I go poking around on my computer for pictures and stuff. I found something I've never played on the show before. I'd like to share this with you. Celebration of a 14-year-old. He'd kill me if he knew I was playing it. This is Robert, age 4.
When you point at me, that means to go. And one, two, three. I pledge allegiance to the flags of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Seems like yesterday, 10 years ago.
Wow.
And just so you can compare the voice, here's a smidge. This is Julia, Robert, and me. But think of that voice you just heard and compare it to this one.
Just click on the banner marked
this is
TMLS
Julia.
Bonus packages and be a part of this important opportunity.
Do it now, and God bless us, everyone.
Hey, I wanted to be Tiny Tim.
Dad, you're not a tiny anything.
So happy birthday, son.
Oh, man. Time
Best
flies. Happy birthday, Robert. Did you get him something cool for his 14th?
We got him some things. He was
shaved.
Well, we are going to get him his first Harry's. We're going to get him his Harry's. I know that's not where he was going, but it was a good save, wasn't it?
We're all thinking the same thing.
I know.
We're all boys here. We were 14 once.
Yeah.
And
son.
We're kind of thinking what I know what started driving me at that age.
Yeah.
Oh, well, dear.
So, go to Costco.
Sorry,
a lot
buddy.
Of tissues.
All you're getting are shoes.
Oscar couldn't.
Wow.
Oscar couldn't help himself.
All of these jokes are also transferable to Pony. So it's fine. Now you cut that out. We don't need a sound effect. How dare you?
Down in a minute.
Yeah, I'll be remembering this in 10 years, Mike. Where's Michael?
Oh God! Yeah,
Dad, you can
have
you get
to,
some more
payment.
Lotion next time
it's,
you go? My elbows are ashy.
It's payment.
My elbows are sore.
Oh God! All right, that's all right. Enough. We all did right. It. We had it. We were. Isn't that weird? I mean, that's why. Are we in the right profession? We were
I believe
all
so.
It.
I believe
we
so.
All, you couldn't do this on Morning Joe.
No.
That's for damn sure.
No.
That's for sure.
And you know what? This also seals the fact he'll never hear it. Okay. Vern Troyer. You know the name, right? He was Mini-Me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that as a child, he cheated death?
Really?
Because when he was little, his family was Amish.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the hold on.
Jesus. Wow.
Pause and let's just take it all in. Vern Troyer, Mini-Me, was Amish and he almost died. Let's listen to this fascinating story told by the man himself. And as I often remind you to do, Mike,
yeah.
His voice. Just
yep.
Marvelous.
Yeah, very good.
I was out of the hospital maybe 2 months. My dad got home from work and he checked up on me and I was all blue and he lifted up the blanket and my shirt and my whole chest was caved in. They call it cradle death. And all you need is, you know, oxygen for a little while. But we were Amish at the time. So we didn't have a way to get to the hospital quick enough. Luckily, you know, I had an aunt that had already switched. And she took me to the hospital in her car. And they just put me, like, in an oxygen tent.
And he survived. He survived.
Oh, wow.
And
that
the amazing
is
so thing is a lot of time oxygen deprivation can stunt your growth. But
you are, you know what? That is, you know, he has to kick him when he's down. Really down.
Yeah.
Like low.
Well, I mean, he could go through a goalpost if you kicked him.
Oh, come on.
So, Billboard Magazine, wow. Let's move
Rob
on.
Rob Spiewak on the 97.1 The Wave.
The little person's friend.
That's right.
Absolutely. Send the letters to him.
I'll open them all. Billboard Magazine ranked the top songs from Sesame Street. Do you care to guess what the number one song from Sesame Street is? I got it wrong.
You know something? I don't.
Really? You don't care at all? I would think that Michael is at Sesame Street age. Is he not watching any Sesame Street?
No, he's not. He's watching still these on the Dora and that kind of
that
stuff.
That bitch, I hate her. The number one song actually was a song that I think Frank Sinatra also recorded.
It's not that easy being green.
Buddy Rich recorded it too.
Yeah, and it's Abbott a good song and an odd choice college. For a kid's show, but that's the number one song. Rubber Ducky was also in the top 10, but
Rubber
my favorite.
Ducky, you're so fine.
My favorite made number 4, and I love this because not many people know this was recorded by the Pointer Sisters. The 12 song about the pinball machine before the Pointer Sisters had big top 40 hits.
Do you remember that one?
No.
You guys remember that one?
Oh, I absolutely.
Pony, do you remember that one?
No, I have no idea.
I don't either.
All right. Okay.
No, I'm just.
Do you have any of the count? One, two, three.
Being green, I remember. Yeah. Being green. Rubber Ducky, I remember. I don't remember the 12 songs.
The Rubber Ducky actually was a charting hit for Jim Henson. But anyway, that's according to Billboard.
Look, I know it's important to you because of the hours that you spent in front of the magic.
That's all I had.
If we forget the past, we're doomed to repeat it.
That's right. And if we forget Oscar, we're probably going to have a good day. Dick Van Dyke has been cast to do a small role in the reboot of Mary Poppins, which is sort of a reimagination or almost a simple.
Oh, he had a fall.
No,
he's had a fall. He was doing the chimney sweep song, and he's broken his hip.
Well, no, the funny thing is the role they've got him in is the old banker that he played in the original one, but he's not going to need any makeup this time.
No,
but
it'll be the real guy. He's so sweet. I love.
Oh,
Dick
he's
Van
so
Dyke.
Cool. And we've had the opportunity
Oscar
to meet him.
You know what? Oscar talking about Ashton Kutcher, and we actually met Dick Van Dyke. What an honor
that
was.
Story, I heard it first here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. That is a remarkable, fun story.
So cool. Very, very nice gentleman. And
Oscar's thinking of Dick Van Patten, but that's okay.
Oh, damn it.
Dick Van Dyke is awesome.
Close enough.
But here's the deal. They've cast him in this new version of Mary Poppins that has the guy
Oscar
from Hamilton
left
in it.
The building mentally. He has left the show.
That was the guy
right
he
now.
Went over his house and his kids
no,
were there,
no,
right?
No, no. The other,
that's another Dick Van.
This is an actually probably more well-known Dick, Oscar.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke. You know, Dick Van Dyke.
Maybe
the
greatest
Dick
of all time.
Mustache.
Dick Van Dyke shows. No.
Well, now.
You don't know who Dick Van Dyke
hold
is?
Hold on a sec.
Come on.
Mike, while he
Googles him, how would you feel if you had this big money production and when Dick Van Dyke is asked about it, this is his opinion?
Sequels traditionally aren't very good. And I said, without Walt Disney and without the Sherman Brothers to write the music, I had some doubt.
I have some doubt.
He was on Diagnosis Murder. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Barry Van Dyke.
There it is. Yeah. Fantastic.
I love the fact that they cast him in the movie. He says, I don't know. I got my doubts.
Yeah, he sounds every bit of the 90, whatever.
Well, I think he's got the same size dentures that he had when we met him, but his face has shrunk. Well, let us close with this. Good news for those who suffer with debilitating diabetes. They have approved.
He was on Becker, too. Remember the show Becker? I'm sorry. Paul, I got excited.
Are you sorry?
Go ahead. Set it up again. Set it up
rewind.
Again. Because,
this
right,
is
go ahead.
This is great news for people that watch Becker that had diabetes, Mike. They have approved.
No, say it like you said it before.
This
say
is it, great news there. For people that suffer the debilitating disease of diabetes.
Or as you like to say, me next month. That's what I want. That's why I had you repeat it. Sorry. Go ahead.
They have approved. A fake pancreas.
This week, the FDA approved the first artificial pancreas. When they heard, all the Real Housewives said, I don't care what it does. If it's fake, I want it in me.
Look for the fake pancreas, Mike. My picture's on the box. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS, and please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day. Oh, don't forget to listen to Rob on The Wave.
971thewave.com tomorrow, 7 a.m.
It's going to be tomorrow. The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Happy birthday,
ciao, ciao.
Robert.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.